Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, life,
oh yeah,
is all about expression. You only live once and you're not coming back. So express yourself, yeah. And everything Rob got, he got from
Rob.
And everything she got, he got from
hold
my girl. Don't wanna be like
Jackie.
Several things, and I think that that mom and dip wanna be like Harry. Little you didn't know he's biting on Barry. Sam was a scam, but Beanie's legit. Richie's cool, home true, but no kid. A businessman with a people for a reason. Not like Timmy, but it's in this season.
Until the party ends, friends, yes, I'm blessed, and I know who I am. I express myself on every gym. I'm not a man, but I'm in command. I say I got all-girl band, and I wear the gear, yeah, I want to wear it too. I don't care, dear. You understand? Ooh. Brave to be you, living in fear, true. Expression is rare, I dare you.
Express yourself, it gotta be you, and only you, babe. Express yourself.
Rockin'.
Don't you like it when the music
drop,
jump, spread out, and stop? Now bring in
the uh-oh.
Look at how my hands
are
rock from the left to the right. You wanna step to me?
Mm-hmm.
I know you wanna do me. Come on now, say don't fight.
Pop the door, I'm rockin'.
They hear the
percussion.
Sound of my go-go.
Bam.
I'm gonna go learn my lesson.
It's all about accepting with the real.
Salt and pepper, please stand.
And
express yourself. You got to be you, baby. Express.
Welcome, family, to Introduction to the Chakras. I wanted to do something a little different this evening and not just do the typical meditation, but actually do a little something that we can relate to for a second. So express yourself. We're talking about the fifth chakra, which is called Vishuddha in Sanskrit terms, and it speaks on communication, being able to express yourself. And I'm just going to read something that is in relation to expressing ourselves or in relation to paying attention to this fifth chakra. And again, I'm going to refer back to just the whole idea of mindfulness. But first, I want to give a disclaimer. If we get disconnected, because there's been some strange occurrences happening on Blog Talk Radio when there's a lot of callers in queue and people aren't pressing one to come out of queue, calls will get dropped, and that even includes me, the host. So if I do get dropped, please do not hang up. I will come back in, and I will ask that anybody who is not looking to actually speak and just want to listen, please take yourself out of queue. That means press 1, and it will tell you that you're out of the host queue. If you press 1 again, it'll tell you you're in the host queue. So if you don't plan on asking questions or holding any discussions and you just want to listen, please take yourself out of the queue. And that will free up the line for other people to call, and it will prevent drop calls. Okay, and I'm going to repeat that throughout the broadcast because some people are popping in a little later. They may not catch that. And I want to make sure that it's clear that we don't lose anybody, including myself. So, again, this is Monique Nubia Sunshine coming to you this evening as we continue and conclude talking about the chakras. We're on the 5th chakra, which is called Vishuddha in Sanskrit terms. It is related to our communication. It is related to just everything that we do when we express ourselves, when we're creative, and I will break it down. I also want to just make mention really quick the principles and the qualities of the Vishuddha. Is the elements, it is related to the elements of space, void, and sound. Okay, it is the first of one of our spiritual chakras, and it is associated with the color blue, and the seed sound for it is hung, 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 hung. Okay, this chakra is located in our throat, okay, and it is associated with our throat, our trachea, esophagus, our neck, our important thyroid gland, our pharyngeal nerve plexus, and that's our pharynx, our cervical spine, which is in the back of our neck, and your mouth, your jaw, and your teeth. And it can also be associated with your ears for sound and hearing. Now, again, I'm gonna read a little something that comes from a bit of mindfulness. Mindfulness takes some practice because most of us aren't used to paying attention to the present moment without letting our brains simultaneously wander elsewhere. Daily mindfulness practices help the brain to train the mind into increased awareness. And what better way to practice than meeting and greeting with your own chakras? You don't have to get all meditative about mindfulness, but you can do day-to-day things that will keep you in present moment. Like, for instance, when I do chocolate meditation, it is an awesome meditation that I did in the workplace, and I introduced it to coworkers, and now they can't stop raving about how awesome the chocolate meditation is. And what the chocolate meditation is a meditation that you focus on chocolate. You focus on only that. And how you do that in a meditative state is that you basically, what I typically do when I guide the meditation is I hand out pieces of chocolate, and typically it's wrapped up, and you spend time doing breathing exercises, and you also look at your chocolate, you observe it, you open your chocolate, you listen to the wrapper, the sound that the wrapper makes when you open your chocolate, and you take another deep breath and you inhale the chocolate, and then you exhale the chocolate. And see what chocolate does, and I typically use cacao or dark chocolate. Chocolate is an herb that is healing. Chocolate opens up the heart, builds up the circulation, and that's why they say dark chocolate is so important, because it opens up your circulation. Typically, when we think of chocolate, we think of love, because a lot of times we give chocolates on Valentine's Day. It is associated with love. So we use chocolate in that sense because it produces a loving sensation. When you taste chocolate, you feel good. You know I do. I don't know anybody who eats chocolate is like, damn, I feel horrible. But, you know, typically if it's good chocolate, we like it. We love it. So with that chocolate meditation, you build up a sense of love and love for yourself and yourself connecting to the chocolate. And chocolate is also symbolic of grounding and rooting yourself to earth. So chocolate is also used in grounding ourselves with the root chakra. So that's why I use it in chocolate meditation. And as you are doing it, and as you are breathing it in, then you decide to taste it, and you don't bite it, you don't chew it, you let it melt. And as you're letting it melt, you become one. You melt into the floor with the chocolate. You become one with the chocolate. Now, when I did the meditation, it sounded funny because I was like, you are one with the chocolate. And I know people want to break out and laugh, but I had a good class because they really focused on the chocolate. They focused on imagining themselves eating chocolate with someone they love. And it's just, it's a beautiful meditation. And I love doing that type of meditation, especially in corporate places where people are always multitasking and their minds are everywhere. This gives you an opportunity to stop, drop, and just roll with whatever we're doing and be focused on that. So when you tune into your chakras this way throughout the day, you'll notice the physical sensation in the areas of the particular chakras that you focus on. So if you have a sore throat and butterflies in your stomach and chest pain and heartache in your lower back, then bring your awareness to those areas. And without judgment, see if you notice anything going on in your particular chakra. And that's how sometimes you can know what is going on in your chakra. Just paying attention to your body sensations and taking into consideration of being mindful of your own body. So when you do a mindfulness exercise, sometimes it can be challenging because many times we'll think about, oh, man, I had to do this yesterday. Oh, I forgot to do it. And we're thinking about so many different things. We're not concentrating. One thing I do want to challenge you all to do, and I do this now, and I'm so cognizant of it that now it's become a habit of mine. When you brush your teeth in the morning, focus on just that. When you put the toothpaste on your toothbrush or whatever you use, if you oil pull, before you put that oil in your mouth, look at your oil, look at your toothbrush, look at the toothpaste, smell the toothpaste, look at the toothbrush, look at all the bristles and the brushes. And then when you begin to put the toothpaste to your mouth or the oil, take a deep breath first. And then hold that breath, let it go, relax your entire body. And then begin brushing your teeth and swishing. And as you are brushing your teeth, think about how the brush touches each one of your teeth, each one of your tooth. Brush the front to the back. Brush the tongue, the top. And think about the sensations. Think about the grittiness of the toothpaste. Think about cleaning each individual tooth as though you are a dentist, that you are focused on one particular thing. And sometimes close your eyes while you're doing it. And brush, and taste the, you know, let your taste buds kind of marinate on what it feels like with the toothpaste doing what it's supposed to do. And focus on that for however long you are brushing your teeth. And that way you can begin the process of just focusing on that, and that is the beginning process of your mindfulness. And I challenge you to do that in the mornings, just focusing on that. Not focusing what you're going to wear, what you look like in the mirror, but what you're feeling, what you're tasting, the movements and how it feels in your mouth. And when you rinse, I guarantee you, you will feel a whole different sensation, especially now that you're attuned to it. Like if you eat something and you pay solely attention to that food, you will be mindful about how delicious it truly is, and you will be mindful about how your mouth waters and how it responds to the food that you're eating rather than just chewing it and scarfing it down. So that's something that I challenge you all to do. But as we talk about the throat chakra, Vishuddha, again, and expressing yourself, what we're going to talk about today is what your throat chakra does without your help, what your throat chakras represent for your mind, your body, and your spirit, how to tune into your throat chakra, and how to correct throat chakra blockages and overloads. So we definitely want to know how to be able to do that so that we can have a better impact on clearing some of our chakras when they're blocked, or our throat chakra. So the throat chakra is the center of communication, sound, vibration, and ultimately truth. This is where you express yourself in every way, and also how you receive expression or self-expression from others. People with strong throat chakras have clear voices that people love to hear. This may also be expressed in clear ability to write, draw, or express themselves with just the right words, because people with strong throat chakras tend to have good writing ability and music ability. They also have a good sense of rhythm and timing. So not just musically speaking, but saying the right things on time. The inner vibrations that are expressed from this chakra is also our ability to be good listeners. How many of us can truly say that we're good listeners, especially when you're holding a conversation with someone and you find the need to have to interrupt them? That's what I use in the like of mindfulness too, because a lot of times we miss information that's being shared with us because we're so busy ready to find an answer before we are ready to listen to what the solution is. And 9 times out of 10, that person that is talking to you will give you the answer before you begin to speak it. But many times we cut each other off. I'm victim of that, and I am the culprit of that. Especially when I'm looking to truly express myself and get my thought out, I'm quick to speak sometimes and short to think. And a lot of times we do that, especially when we're angry and we don't want to hear what someone else has to say. We already have the answer to what went down because we're pissed off and we're emotional. And this is what happens when you have issues in your throat chakra. So we talk, we listen, and understand others from this chakra. The throat chakra, you will understand not only what people say, but what they actually mean. And that's that mindfulness piece and that listening piece. And that's why your hearing and your ears are related to your throat chakra as well, because the listening piece is what we need to capture in order to understand what someone truly means. Even in the instance where you have on Facebook where people are writing posts about things that they are opinionated about or things that they want to share, and people misunderstand it because they misread. And that is also a throat chakra issue, believe it or not. Not paying attention, that mindfulness piece being gone. And like I said, 90% of the chances you miss the bulk of the conversation when you do not exercise mindfulness in listening, and I do meditation for that as well. I do a writing meditation, a reading meditation, and a mindfulness in listening. And so it's very, very important for us to practice that, because we want to get in the habit of letting people finish their complete sentences and their thoughts before we decide we want to move on and respond to what they're trying to process. You know, it's only fair and it's only right. So the throat chakra is one of the first spiritual chakras. And some people believe that you cannot open this chakra on its own, and instead that there's need for guidance of teachers. You can actually open it on your own if you're focused and you really want to get that communication going. The throat chakra is a place of purification and balancing. The breath that flows through the throat chakra flows through the throat. So therefore, this chakra plays a big role in just everything dealing with your throat. And especially if you're doing breathing techniques, when you do pranayama, which is a breathing, it's conscious breathing. And again, when you do meditation, you do a lot of pranayama. And you want to focus on the physical and your astral levels, and that's that spiritual piece that gets involved. But through the power of the breath, the throat chakra can, once you put breath and prana into your body, you can remove harmful residues and toxins that are in the body on your physical level from your throat. You can also remove mental sphere, and the thoughts of emotions, consciousness, and subconsciousness are purified and harmonized. If you want to remember one thing about the throat chakra, you do want to remember harmonizing. Every time that you find yourself that you're in balance with it, you want to harmonize. And the wonderful thing about the throat chakra is because it is affiliated with vibrations of your voice, the larynx, clear audio and clear vocal, is that it is affiliated with music. It is affiliated with sound. So what I want you all to do, and if you're listening, I want you to hum. Like, I want you to do a hum, and just notice the vibration that is in your throat. That is your throat chakra being activated. That is your throat chakra being stimulated. So when you do that and you feel that vibration and it's strong and you can get louder and you can get lower, then you have great just balance in your throat chakra. I remember when coming up, when I used to be in the chorus, and we used to do breathing exercises and singing exercises. And we used to go, may me ma mo mu. And then we go an octave higher. May me ma mo mu. And those types of exercises was not only helping you prepare your voice, but it was clearing the throat chakra, getting that audio and getting that sound working in your throat so that you can begin to project your voice. Now, it is said that people who are very good singers have a balanced throat chakra. And not everyone who, you don't have to have a great voice. You can have a loud voice. You can have a voice that is disrupting kind of loud, but you have strength in your throat chakra. So it's a very powerful chakra in expressing yourself. You can express yourself through music. You can express yourself through conversation. You can express yourself through just using those audio vibrations in order to be able to get people's attention and let them know who you are. You know, someone who tends to be loud and tends to be boisterous, you kind of get a sense of their personality. You're like, wow, they high strung, you know. And someone who is very low, soft-spoken, you kind of get to understand they might be a little shy. So sometimes that throat chakra can help you distinguish a person's personality in the audio that they can project out to you. So the fifth chakra is also sometimes called the throat chakra, the communication. This word can be translated, as I said earlier, into purification or purity, because this is where your truth comes from. Your truth, not someone else's truth. Your truth comes from this place. So the original sound that is created in the universe is said to be Om. And when you do Om, you can feel the whole entire throat vibrating. And so Om is the sacred symbol in Hinduism, and it represents personal, omnipotent, absolute source of creation. So according to the Hindu thought, the sound of Om encompasses the past, the present, and the future was all original vibration. That vibration is what created the universe. And this is why this chakra is so important. It is our first spiritual chakra because it connects us to the universe, as universe was created or said to be created through sound. Okay? So it is often used as a mantra in meditation and prayer. So a lot of times when we do the chants, we go, Om. And when you do that, again, you can feel your whole entire throat vibrate, but you can also feel it in your mouth. It's so powerful. And not all of us do that particular chant, but it does teeter on that particular chakra. Now, I'm going to talk about the blockages and the things that you will notice when you have a blocked throat chakra. Now, a lot of times it's associated with the cultural phrases like, tell it like it is, speak of the devil, and he will appear, speak up, talk is cheap, the sound of silence, silence is golden, truth or dare. All of those phrases are associated with the fifth chakra because it all deals with speaking, and whether it be truth or whether it be speaking and silence, it is all related. The associated psychological and life issues dealing with the throat chakra are the communication, the ability to express feelings, the ability to listen, speak, hearing the truth, understanding the meaning beyond the words, musical and writing abilities is also associated with it. So the physical issues that are related to a fifth chakra blockage would be a lump in your throat, laryngitis, sore throat, jaw pain, tightness, stiffness, neck pain, I think I said that, stiff neck, arthritis or neck arthritis, vocal nodes, like vocal swelling, recurrent strep throat, hypothyroidism, hearing loss, tinnitus, tone deaf, can't hear the difference between musical chords, and no sense of rhythm, okay? No sense of rhythm. And there's a lot of people I know who have no sense of rhythm. And that's probably more so due to hearing. The body moves before the listening happens. Psychological issues related to a fifth chakra blockage is problems with self-expression, a weak voice, fear of speaking, lying, which is huge, inability to discern the truth. And many people say, I want to have more discernment. Okay, so there's your fifth chakra issue right there. If you feel that you can't discern certain issues, then you got to pay attention to your fifth chakra and get that going. And the ability to discern the truth, the inability to say what you mean and be clear about what you say, taking things too literally, and writer's block. So those are the psychological issues that deal with that. And so we want to be able to affect that by working with our chakras, with our fifth chakra in particular. We want to use crystals and stones and things like that. But I do want to talk a little bit more about just listening. And there's a section that I want to read about listening. So do you really know how to listen, or do you just wait to talk? Many people asked to consider the question admit that they usually wait to talk. It's not surprising, really. It's just a loud world. It is hard to get a word in edgewise, and we always feel that we need to speak. We need to focus on getting attention on what the other person is saying before we are prepared to speak. So knowing how to listen is a very important trait. If you balance your words and send the words out with the words you take in, you'll feel more calm, more centered, and you'll have a better understanding of your environment. Plus, listening is an important part of being a good friend, a family member, and a partner. It is an excellent way to hone into your intuition, which helps support the health of your sixth chakra. And your sixth chakra is the key to your intuition. But if you are listening with your fifth chakra, you can hear your sixth chakra talking to you. That's important, okay? Listening is very powerful. And all you have to do is just listen, stop talking, pay attention, and assess what it is that you're hearing. I guarantee you 9 times out of 10, you will have less to say when you listen completely to what someone is saying to you, especially if they're giving you directions and they're telling you, okay, you need to do this, do that, and you're busy you know, you could be writing it down and thinking about imagining where to go and miss some of what that person says. You know what? Can you repeat that? I didn't get all of that. You know, so that is definitely something we want to work on. I want to mention something during childhood, and this is a little passage that I'm going to read. When you were younger, you were allowed to speak your mind, or were you allowed, or were you told to be quiet all the time? We're children supposed to be seen and not heard. That is a very popular concept that we all grew up with. Children are to be seen and not heard. So now you wonder why people have issues speaking their mind or have issues speaking their thoughts and expressing themselves. So if you were in a home that was filled with too much talking, noise, yelling, and voices used to express negative emotions like anger, how you was raised to use or not use your voice is very significant in your life today, in your fifth chakra. Children who were discouraged not just from talking, but from telling the truth or who were told lies have fifth chakra issues as adults. Think about how you are talking, listening, and telling the truth were handled in your childhood home. So think about it. When your parents told you, say for instance, you go to the supermarket and you're little, and you're, or say you have a little one. Like, for instance, my daughter used to go grocery shopping with me. And she used to grab stuff and put in the shopping cart that I didn't know was there. So a lot of times we get to the register, and everything goes up on the thing to be scanned to be paid for. And we walk out of the store, and I come to find out she's got a couple things in her hand that I didn't pay for. And I know this happened to many of us mothers, maybe some of us dads. And we walk out of the store, and what do? We keep it moving. We keep it pushing to the car, and we're like, you know what? Next time, let me know you got that in there. And so, basically, what are we doing? What are we showing them? What are we teaching them? You know, or sometimes when they go up to the, when you go up to the school and you have to deal with the teacher or what the case is, and you tell the teacher, you know, or you tell your child, you know, make sure you tell the teacher that, you know, something had happened where it didn't happen, for instance. And we do it a lot, and I can't think of too many examples because I can't even think of something that's clear. But say, for instance, you're just telling your child to lie for you and cover for you. And what you might think is a little harmless little thing may be something huge that they're learning from, you know, or don't tell your father we got this from the store, or don't tell your father we went over here and got this, or don't tell your mother we went over there. These are the things that we're teaching our children. And so we're teaching our children to lie, to block that fifth chakra. And even though we don't know it's the fifth chakra, and now that we're learning, we do. But we do a lot of things to tell our kids to do things to cover up some of the things that we do. And then we wonder why when they get older and they lie to you that it comes back. So we have to pay attention to things like that. And I can say I'm guilty of some of those things. Don't tell your dad we went to the restaurant and we spent some money. You know, don't tell him I gave you $10. Ask him for some money. You know, things like that. So we tend to do that. So I'm going to read something about truth or consequences. You can call the fifth chakra the truth chakra because it is the place from where you speak your truth and discern the truth in what others may say and do. This is a powerful skill, and everyone possesses it. Most of us don't use it like we could, though. Many people instantly suppress their own truth. They don't say what they really mean or refuse to acknowledge something about themselves. Like, for example, they often develop a blocked fifth chakra. To keep this fifth chakra going strong, spend time to discover who is or what is truly you. Spend time to listen to what others say, including the meaning behind the words and the meaning between the words, and you'll soon be hearing the truth. You know, many times when someone tells us something negative about ourselves that's true, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it because we don't want to acknowledge that. And it's very difficult to hear something negative about yourself. it is very difficult to hear. But we do want people to be honest with us. We don't want people to lie to us. So how do we be able to affect that if we don't want to hear the truth, but then we don't want people to lie to us? So I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm going to ask that question from the callers. How are you able to communicate to someone that you want them to tell you the truth, even though it might be something that you don't want to hear? So I'm going to open up the first caller with the last four digits of 2335. Welcome. Hello? 2335, you are on the line. Okay, because there's so many people in queue, I'm going to have to disconnect you. I'm so sorry, but if you want to listen to the show, please, please, please just listen to the show. Don't press one, okay? I'm going to have to disconnect some people out of the queue if they cannot respond when I open the line. When you hear a beep, that means your line is open. Caller with the last four digits, 2136, welcome.
Peace and blessings, Queen.
Peace and blessings. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well.
So I do want to ask, how is it that you're able to affect being able to hear the truth from someone, even though it's something that you don't want to hear? Wait, let me bring you back in, because I put you back on mute, so I'm going to have to open you back up again. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm kind of manning the phones a little awkward today. Are you back in? Okay. Let me go back up. I think I'm clicking on the wrong number. Okay, here we go. Hello, Rochelle?
Yes, I'm here. It kicked me out.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I had put you on mute. I'm using my laptop, and I don't have the capabilities of just clicking on things, so I had to be very clever in how I do it. So pardon me for that. But the question, or I guess something that I would like for you to share is, how is it that we want to hear, when we say we want people to be honest with us, we can't take the truth? How does that work with you?
I expect people to be honest with me up front, regardless of the outcome. And then I, you know, most definitely will have to, you know, go in prayer about it and deal with it, you know, in my own way. Mm-hmm. But I respect the person being honest and truthful with me up front, and mm-hmm. that's what I most definitely prefer.
Mhm. Do you think most people think about it when they, you know, say, for instance, someone is telling you something that you want to hear, you don't want to hear, and the person just says, "I don't want to hear it"? Do you think they're taking into consideration that someone is being truthful to them, or do you think they just take it emotionally?
I mean, I think most people, you know, tend to take things personal or emotionally, unless they're, of course, balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just most definitely, it's more of a person being present, you know, in that time that they're with that person. And if as mm-hmm. long as they're present, you know, they have that understanding that regardless of how the person sees them or views them in that moment, you know, that they have to mm-hmm. abide in, you know, in that place.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's absolutely right. Mindfulness, that's why I said mindfulness is so important, because mindfulness will make you listen and pay attention to what someone is saying to you. And even though it may be something that you don't like to hear about yourself, it's something that is beneficial to you. You know, if you take the, at least that way, if you listen to what the person is saying and you still feel that the person is wrong, you can always come back and say, okay, this is how I feel about it. And this is how we need to have discussions, because a lot of times people are so anxious to get out what they want to say. And this is how arguments happen, because people are so, they're challenging each other for vocal power over who can overpower whom rather than trying to come to a solution. And so that's the unfortunate part that I think many people have imbalances. I wouldn't even say so much blockages, because you have people who can assert themselves very well and sometimes say blurt things out that they shouldn't blurt things out at the time. So it all depends on how the person is coming to you. I think we're more likely to receive a person if it is an intimate conversation and that we're trying to achieve something, rather than it being, you know what, this is what you are, and then and it turns into an argument. I think if it was a more intimate and loving setting, people can tend to have a conversation rather than a debate in a shouting match. So it is very important. But is there anything that you want to add before I go to the next caller?
No, Queen.
Hello?
Thank you. I appreciate the show.
Okay. All right. And I miss you. I wanted to tell you that earlier.
I miss you too, sweetie. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much for calling. All right. I'm going to open up the next caller. Let's see. Let me try to get this switchboard working, because I'm doing all this solo. The caller with the last four digits of 3699. Welcome. 3699.
Greetings. This is Cheryl. I just wanted to say thank you so much for this call. I really appreciate it. It's very powerful.
Oh.
And, you know, I should have known, because you're a friend of my friend, Sienna. But anyway... Anyway, this is my first call with you, and I'm hoping to be alerted of the next few chakra calls. I love how in-depth you've gone with this call.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And tell Miss Sienna I said thank you always.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to bring some more callers in, and let's get a perspective about this fifth chakra and just some of the blockages that are associated with it as I try to man these lines. And pardon me. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next caller with the last four digits of 7176. Welcome. 7176, you are on live. Okay, I'm going to move right along to the next caller. Let's go to the caller with the last four digits of 4590. You are on the line. Welcome. Welcome. Your line is open. Okay. Maybe they're on mute. Maybe they're not ready. I don't know. But, okay, I'm going to go back to some of the reading, and maybe if folks have questions and things like that, I can take them at the end of the show. I don't want people to miss out on more information about our throat chakra. So, again, I'm going to make this disclaimer for those who may have come in late. If you are not wishing to speak and you are in queue, please press 1 to take yourself out of queue so that it gives other people opportunity to speak, and then I can open up the lines and not have dead air. So, and if you're looking to speak, then you can remain in queue, and I will call on you, and we will chat. So, as I go back to some of the information about the throat chakra, we want to, as we talked about, just telling stories and lying is a huge blockage of our throat chakra, and it's very hard because even sometimes we do it and we don't realize when we say, you know what, I'm going to call in sick today. And we have to think of something in order, a reason to call in sick. Some of us just can't call the job and say, you know what, I don't feel like coming in today, so can you put that on my sick day? That's not going to work, you know. So many times we got to be creative, you know, which is that throat chakra issue, being creative, or not so much an issue, but it is part of that throat chakra, but you also have to do something a little deceptive. And speaking things into existence by creating a story. And so, and notice that it is always said that one lie leads to the next lie, leads to the next lie to support those lies. So we have to be careful how we build this blockage up in our throat chakra, because we can be building the blockage up to the point where we develop sore throat, thyroid issues, issues with strep throat, and just all types of things that are related, ear infections. And I know a lot of people think it's far-fetched, but how we operate energetically does affect our physical body. So because people don't connect the two, and because there's not a doctor for those people who lie, but there is a doctor for someone who has throat issues, it's not connected, most people seem to think. And, of course, we're not going to have a doctor that's going to teach us not to lie, because that just doesn't happen. But what that doctor is to help you not lie is activating your throat chakra. You become the healer of that particular issue, where you start to remove those things. You know, where you have people who are compulsive liars, that is absolutely a solar plexus and a throat chakra issue, because you're operating on egotistical and creativity, which is also your third chakra, your solar plexus, as well as your fifth chakra. So now those two things are operating together, and you have a person who is creating lies because they can no longer decipher the truth of anything, or it becomes a game, which is a solar plexus issue, becomes a game manipulating people. And so we have to be very, very careful, because when that one lie leads to another, it creates a pattern, it creates a habit, and you become a habitual liar, becoming a compulsive liar, and it just gets to the point where now your reality is not real. Now your life is not real, because now your life is built upon lies, and your throat chakra is having a conniption in your throat. And again, this is where you can develop cancers in the throat, not just from smoking and things like that. I've known people who have throat cancer who've never smoked. And this is where you have people who have teeth falling out because of the lies that rot in the mouth, and where the root chakra, I mean the throat chakra is affiliated with the mouth and the gum, and you have lockjaw. Lockjaw does what when it's locked? It stops you from speaking. Communication, all those things are related to that. And even though we don't associate it, because the doctor didn't say it had anything to do with it energetically, because most doctors don't know anything about energy and how energy works in the body. Most doctors are not energy healers. They're just fixing the physical. But who is working with your energetic? Who is the doctor of your energetic body? You are. You could either do damage to it, or you can heal it. And this is why knowing about these chakras is so important, okay? I'm going to talk about your inner music. The fifth chakra is about vibration and rhythm as much as it is about words. People with healthy fifth chakras often have nice singing voices. Not all of them, but most of the times, yes. And they can carry a tune or keep a beat. Although their singing voice may not seem or may not make them the next superstar, they may be able to carry a nice tune, and people may enjoy listening to them. And even sometimes the speaking voice, when it's pleasant, it doesn't necessarily have to be a singing voice. When you have a clear and concise and a voice that carries a beautiful tone, people tend to pay attention. Like some of the brothers that I know have very nice, deep, masculine voices that are very appealing to certain senses. That is a strong fifth chakra. And women who have nice, gentle, sensual, and loving tones in their voices, that is typically a strong fifth chakra. So it is said that people with strong fifth chakras may have strong, unusual, sensuous, and memorable voices that people can remember, even if they're not around them. And people who tend to have distinctive voices or interesting type voices also have a strong fifth chakra. People who are tone deaf and can't seem to hear rhythm or keep a beat very well may have blocked fifth chakras. So you want to check on that. Sometimes it's not just delegated to what is typically known for someone who has who is tone deaf. It may be something that you can generate with your throat chakra. And the thing about it is that there are certain tones and frequencies that you can listen to that will help you be able to tone up and get that fifth chakra to clear out some of the tone deaf. There are some frequency waves that I'm going to post to the event page that will absolutely assist us in listening and charge up that chakra, okay? So your inner music, the entire universe is made from vibration. And the music is one of the most beautiful and poignant ways that shape and celebrate vibration. Music is an excellent fifth chakra therapy. So if you have blockage in your fifth chakra, you want to listen to music. You want to open it up. You want to play music every day. And I do that typically in the morning when I'm headed to work, whether it be music that soothes me, like meditation music, or whether it's some old school hip hop. And if anybody who has followed me on Facebook has seen my little bootleg videos that I've done in my car where I'm listening to music, and music kind of sets the tone for me. So it is good medicine for your fifth chakra. So I want to read a little story, okay? There was a young lady who was working with a client who was a singer. She mentioned in therapy that she was having a difficult time with her voice. Sometimes her voice, sometimes she loses her voice and has difficult time hearing her voice or with the strength of her voice. Or sometimes her voice may become nasal and she couldn't be able to control this when it happened. So the woman had told her that she found it to be very difficult to express her emotions for the song that she was singing, which is an essential part of being a singer. When you're a singer, it's very good to have emotions. Some people just sing and you don't feel anything at all. But when you're an excellent singer and you combine that with your emotions, you tend to move other people. You communicate to other people. So she was literally prevented from having a voice as a child. When she was young, she did try to express her own emotions, but she was punished for it. Thus, she learned to swallow her feelings, which is a throat chakra issue, okay? And she became shy, and she learned that expressing herself was a bad thing. Now, how interesting that this client is to choose a career path that forced her to use her voice. It's amazing how that happens. And I remember that I was a child who was very shy. I was very afraid to speak because I was told that I was a know-it-all. And I was told that I have a big mouth and I don't mind business. So I was told that I needed to be quiet. So a lot of times at home, I'd be the one with the big mouth. But when I get to school or get to other places, I wouldn't even speak. And people would be like, why isn't she talking? Why is she, you know, and a lot of times for me, it was shy. I'm shy. But the amazing thing about that, I had enough confidence to join the chorus when I was younger. And all through elementary school and junior high school and high school, I joined the chorus, the choir in church and things like that. But I never lived out my potential in singing. And even though people's like, oh, you have a nice speaking voice, you must have a good singing voice. Yeah, when I'm at home and in my mirror and I'm showing off and showing out, of course. You know, but when I get in front of other people, it's like, not going to sing that hard. You know, I'm not going to be serious about it. So that definitely is a blockage. So as this young lady began to focus on her fifth chakra in her free time, she noticed that the immediate changes in her singing voice. Her tone became more even, and the strength in her voice became more powerful. And finally, she started to feel more comfortable in exploring her emotions behind the song because she sang with her fifth chakra opened. So those who have beautiful voices, express yourself Express yourself. Let go of those things that hold you back if you're someone who is afraid to let it go. And even for those who can't sing, who don't really can't carry a tone, why not keep listening and keep practicing and keep trying? And you'll sound good to you. You might not sound good to somebody else, but you'll sound good to you. But vocal vibrations are very important, and especially since the earth vibrates on vibrations of sound. And so it's very important to be able to do that. But writing is also a part of the fifth chakra communication in writing. So I reach out to these those people who are listening who are writers and those who like to write. A lot of times when you have writer's block, it is a fifth chakra blockage. And it dwells on your creativity also. And the second chakra is where your creativity stems, but it also is your fifth chakra. And your second chakra is your sacral chakra. And so music comes from there, and so does writing. Writers often have healthy fifth chakras because they are constantly using them. So the key to becoming a better writer, if you're someone who does write, is to write daily. And this is why I talk about journals. Journals are so important to have because you can write stories. You can write frustration down. You can write your dreams and your goals. You can write down anything, and that is your story. That is your truth. You can put your truth down in a journal and read back that truth. Therefore, when someone comes at you and tells you this is who you are, you have written down who you are. And you can see if there are any similarities in what they're talking about and what you wrote. And that's why I think it's so important. Some people believe that they don't have time to journal. I don't have time to journal, you know. And we have to make time. I believe that we have to make time. Those times you sitting down watching something that really you can't get into, or you're looking for stuff on the television and you can't find anything on the TV, journal. Write down something. Write down anything. Write down the fact that you can't find anything on television. I guarantee you by the time you're 5 minutes into that writing, you'll have a whole different script about what's going on, because the mind continues to feed. The creativity begins to stir, and that's how you spark some of that creativity. And you get yourself going. You get the wheels going. One thing that one of my English teachers told me about journaling, and I remember one time I was so frustrated about journaling, and I was like, I'm not going to journal. I really don't even know how to do it. And she said, just write whatever it is that's on your mind. So, and she was one of those teachers that let you cuss in the classroom. So I said, but I can't think of anything. And she's like, listen, if you can't think of nothing but fuck shit, then just write that down and it will turn into something. And she had me dying because I was like, I'm not going to write that in my journal. But she was like, you know, just write something that is on your mind. Even if you're like, I don't have anything on my mind, write that 5 times and I guarantee you things will start to come to you. And it worked for me anyway. It worked for me. So many times where people have writers, the fifth chakra reveals itself through writer's block in the same way that speaking uses spoken words and symbols to represent other things in writing and using written words. I'm going to read that again because that was a little weird. A block fifth chakra can sometimes reveal itself through writer's block in the same way that speaking uses spoken word symbols to represent other things. Writing uses written word symbols, so meaning the alphabet is basically symbols. Okay? And we all know how powerful a book can be, but it is really about the descriptive paragraph. So we can read a book, but if we don't understand it, we'll never gain anything from it. So words are a staircase to our mind. Writing helps you climb and allows you to look around. Writing is like music. It is excellent therapy for both blocked and overloaded fifth chakras. Okay, so writing is very, very important. Now, I'm going to talk to you about the blockages, I mean the overages that you will find in your fifth chakra. But first, I'm going to open up the lines. I'm going to make an attempt to engage in conversation. So, again, if you are just calling and you're just catching me, please, if you do not wish to be called upon, take yourself out of queue, and I will not open up your line. If I open your line, it's because I am asking you to speak. So please don't leave dead air in there. It sounds real crazy when I listen back on the call. So I'm open up the last four digits of 1723. Welcome. 1723, you are live on the air, and you just hung up. Okay, that was not cool. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller with the last four digits of 8550. I'm going to call on you people, so if you don't want to speak, come out of queue now. I don't want anybody to hang up on me. Okay, 8550, welcome. Uh-huh, 8550. Okay, this is not television. They will not see your face. They will only hear your voice. Okay, I'm going to go to call up with the last four digits of 8877. Welcome. 8877. Okay. They just dropped again, I think. 8877, going once, going twice. All right. So we have a lot of people who are in queue. I will ask you again, please, 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 if you are not looking to have conversation, you can always call this number and just listen. You don't have to press 1. You can just listen. That way I don't click on your number and put you on the air and there's silence, okay? So I'm going to try this one more time, and then if not, then I'm going to proceed with the reading. Caller with the last four digits of 1331, welcome. Okay. So, I'm going to go back to the reading. And all of those who are in queue who are not looking to speak, I'm going to disconnect your call only because it's taking up space for others. And if we don't allow others to come in on the call, we're going to really, really lose them. So, if you're not looking to speak, you can just listen on the line, okay? I'm sorry, I apologize that I had to hang up on folks because it is actually taking space and it will drop my call. So if you're looking to speak, you press 1 in queue. If you're not looking to speak, do not press 1, okay? Again, so psychological issues related to a fifth chakra overload. Talking too much, talking too loudly, interrupting, speaking without thinking, the inability to listen to others, and automatically speaking the truth without sensitivity to others. I know so many people who say, I speak what's on my mind, okay? And, you know, they're like, I don't care what anybody thinks, I speak what's on my mind. And that's completely insensitive, you know? It's completely insensitive, especially when you have this I don't care attitude. That's also egotistical, which is a third, which is a solar plexus third chakra issue. And so what we want to do is exercise compassion. We want to exercise, we want to open our solar plexus, which is balancing that egotistical behavior, getting rid of that ego. We want to open up our heart chakra so that we can exercise compassion, empathy, and love. And then we want to open up that throat chakra where we can tell the truth in compassion and love without the ego attached to it. So all three of those chakras need to be aligned and balanced and working together with one another so that you can have effective communication when you want to speak your mind. you'll be able to speak from a place of love, and you'll be able to speak with compassion, and you'll be able to speak the truth, and it doesn't have to hurt anybody's feelings. And sometimes we have to pay attention to those things. Now, the overages that affect our particular physical, the physical issues related with a fifth chakra overload, is hypothyroidism, neck pain, vocal nodes from talking. So what that means is like your throat will be very hoarse from talking. Yelling or singing too much, tooth decay, tooth loss, cold sores, and canker sores, and also blisters, herpes, and that kind of stuff that's in the mouth. Also, biting the tongue. So those are some physical issues that are related to fifth chakra overload. And the thing is, with especially when you have the physical issues of tooth decay, who would have thought that being an overloaded issue? Who would have thought that tooth decay and things that are happening in the mouth can cause you, can be caused from a fifth chakra issue? An overloaded fifth chakra means there is too much energy in the throat. The physical signs of this can include hyperthyroidism. It is an overproduction of the thyroid hormone. Neck pain from being too flexible and wearing away the cartilage between the vertebrae and the vocal nodes from talking and yelling. And this is how we can get illnesses of the throat as well, including cancer, because what we're doing is we're wearing away the cartilage there, okay? And I'll post some more information about that, just with sore throats that also teeters on that. But also, people who talk a lot in their profession seem to have these problems, and singers as well. And that's why it's always encouraged that singers drink tea so that it soothes the vocal cords. It's very important. And a lot of my daughter's a singer, and she's not much of a tea drinker, but I used to tell her a lot, you need to drink a lot of tea so that it can soothe her throat, and it can give her throat the break from all of the vibrations that are happening there when she's singing. Overloaded fifth chakras can also cause problems in the mouth, as I mentioned, like the tooth decay, and just a lot of talking. A lot of grinding of the teeth is also a fifth chakra issue. So it's something that we want to look into when we want to balance that chakra. But if your problem is that you talk too much, or you talk too loudly, or you say things that are inconsiderate, you absolutely have an overload. People with overloaded throat chakras have an entirely different kind of communication problem. They just can't stop talking. These people who talk over others, interrupt and dominate in conversations, are definitely more likely waiting to talk rather than to listen. These people use their voices in other ways that hurt people. They may say too much, keep secrets, gossip, or lie. And we've had more times than many, there are many times where people who don't recognize and have overloaded chakras do this chronically, okay, and they have a very hard time controlling. Gossiping is one thing I do want to talk about, because gossiping is definitely a fifth chakra overload, and a lot of us don't even recognize that gossiping is part of that, because gossiping, many of us say that we don't gossip. But just even talking about someone in a negative way is gossiping, spreading rumors and spreading lies. Again, overloaded fifth chakra. And it's something that we want to look into, because the problem with the overloaded fifth chakra and the likes of gossiping, it compromises relationship and personal power. And that dwells on your solar plexus, which is your personal power center. What does it say about you? Not only about your personality, but about your chakra when you are gossiping about someone, when you are spreading something that is possibly none of your business, or something that is not true, or something that is someone that is near to someone. You know, what does it say about you in the imbalance that is going on in your body because of the fact that that whole ego residing in your solar plexus and not having that empathy, again, those three chakras, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, need to be in alignment with one another so that we don't find ourselves in a place of saying things against someone else, you know. And so also it's about how we receive communication, how we understand it. So sometimes we might understand something that may come off to us as a misunderstanding, and then we go back and we repeat that misunderstanding and not realizing that it was incorrect. And that is that mindfulness piece that actually needs to be a part of it as well. So the throat chakra is very important because, you know, we don't really focus. A lot of us don't focus on what we say. A lot of us don't focus on, if you're someone who doesn't really pay attention to what other people say, chances are you don't really hear what you say. And many of us don't even remember some of the things that come out of our mouth, and it tells us what's happening with our chakra, our throat chakra. So here are three things you want to think about that may help you with this. And if you have a pen and a paper and you're journaling and you're writing all this stuff down, I know some people are taking notes. These are things that you want to think about as far as your throat chakra, okay? So we want to trust that every experience in life has its sense and goodness, okay? So the first question you want to ask yourself is, do you trust the way you communicate? Do you trust the way you communicate? Okay. And the next question you want to ask yourself, are you talkative? Are you talkative? So, for instance, if you're in a conversation with someone, do you dominate the conversation? Do you dominate conversation? Okay. When someone confides in you, are you good at keeping secrets? Are you good at keeping secrets? Next question. Do you find yourself having a difficult time understanding what people mean? Do you find yourself having a difficult time understanding what people mean? And I mean in the sense of, you know, do you find yourself always having a misunderstanding or not understanding or not getting the facts straight? Do you find yourself always having a misunderstanding or not getting the facts straight? And on a scale of 1 to 10, and you want to rate yourself on this, how honest do you think you are? And this is just for your own personal, because people are not, sometimes people are not even honest on paper. And this is something you keep to yourself, but be really honest. And this is a fifth chakra challenge up and down the board by asking this question. How honest of a person are you? And do you think you're answering this question honestly? And maybe that's a topic you can start journaling on. You know, why do you think you're an honest person? Or why do you know that you're not? Or why are you not an honest person? Okay. And what circumstances do you feel make you feel pressure that you are not inclined to be honest or tell the truth? What situations do you find yourself in that puts you in a position where you are unable to tell the truth? And then also ask yourself, how do you show self-expression? How do you show self-expression? And how often do you listen to music? And let's just say on a daily basis. How often on a daily basis do you listen to music? Okay, so those are just a few questions that you may want to ask yourself to check your throat chakra and see if it is balanced or if it has overload. And you want to also, I posted some crystals and stones in the group that are affiliated with the throat chakra, and there are so many of them. It's amazing. I'm going to read about one particular one that I have, and which is a very powerful and high vibrational stone. It is a quantum quattro, and I posted it into the group. It is affiliated with all your chakras, but more importantly, you can work with it with your throat chakra. Okay, it is a master healer stone because it is combined with so many high vibrational stones such as malachite, chrysola, smoky quartz, okay, and so many other, two other ones that I can't pronounce and I won't say it because I don't want to say it wrong. But this stone is a stone of transformation. It has a dramatic effect on the human energy field. It strengthens the immune system and provides protection. The combination of this stone symbolizes the wholeness and peace. Okay, environmentally or physically, it restores your equilibrium and your balance. So you can hold that crystal up to your throat and you can do with that crystal vibrating on your throat and it will restore the imbalance. That's another way that you can assist in opening that chakra. Okay, the quantum quattro also breaks the cycle of karmatic codependency within addictions and obsessive relationships. It helps care or partners or recognize that they can't do it for themselves, or people who have that codependent behavior. Okay, it assists through tough love, and it also indicates when the intervention would be positive. The quantum quattro teaches us how to leave behind anything that no longer serves us. So it's a very powerful healer. It is a very strong heart activator, and it is powerful for your higher heart chakra as well as your throat chakra. It gets rid of negative emotions such as guilt and grief that comes from your solar plexus, and it reserves or reverses destructive emotional programming, okay? So it's a very high vibrational stone. I'm going to post so much more information about it. I also post what it looked like, so that way you get to see in case you want to purchase it yourself. And then there's a list of other chakra stones for this throat chakra. You also want to listen to frequency sounds, and I will post the frequency sound on the page, and it's 348 hertz, okay, frequency. And I'll post it so you guys know what I'm talking about. You definitely want to go on YouTube and you want to look up 348 frequency HZ, and that will tell you, that will give you a throat chakra vibration that you can actually meditate on and help open that chakra or balance that chakra. The essential oils that you want to use to address throat chakra imbalances will be allspice, bay laurel, black spruce, calendula, which is great, cedar, eucalyptus is excellent. Now, if you have a child at home that has strep throat, sore throat, or ear infection, if you get yourself one of those vaporizers and put some eucalyptus in there, that will definitely help with throat chakra and ear issues. Absolutely will. Fennel is great. You can make a tea with fennel. Geranium, ginger, jasmine, great, great stuff. Juniper berry, lemon eucalyptus is great. myrrh, Roman chamomile, rosemary, rosewood. Sandalwood is excellent. If anybody burns sandalwood oil, you're right on point. Spearmint and Lang Lang. Lang Lang is good for all the chakras. Lang Lang could help you balance all of them. Okay? So it's important for us to be able to grab a hold of this throat chakra because it is important where our center of communication comes from, how we're able to communicate and receive communications. Mostly practice mindfulness. It's so important to be able to do that. And one meditation that I used to do, and it's not even so much a meditation, what I used to do when I came home from work, because I started doing meditation 3-4 hours sometimes, what is great to do sometimes is turn everything off and listen to silence. That is one way that you can absolutely charge your throat chakra. Don't talk. Don't listen to anybody else talking. Allow yourself to listen to silence. It will get to the point, and I've gotten to this place where in the morning, if I heard silence in the mornings, if I wasn't playing my music and I had to have that quiet time in the morning, it would disturb me to hear someone disturb that. I used to tell my daughter, it's too loud. And she's like, I'm not even doing anything. All that movement got to stop. It got to be quiet. And sometimes that's, you know, it's bothersome to the other person, but give yourself that time where no one is in the house, if you have those moments, and you just quiet the mind and you quiet everything. You know, even if you got to go in the bathroom, I know some people who live in households where there's a bunch of people and the only place you can get peace is in your bathroom. Go in your bathroom and just have silence. Try to tune everything out as much as you can or at least stop the chatter. But journaling, again, is a great way to balance. Playing music that makes you move and be creative. And for people who want to who use instruments, and even if you've been interested in learning an instrument, that's a great way to be able to connect to your throat chakra. You know, laughter, very important. Very important in releasing some of the energy that is in your throat chakra, especially when it's overloaded. Yawning is also very good. And believe it or not, kissing is very beneficial to your throat chakra. So if you have a mate, make out with them. It's very beneficial. You know, it will definitely help clear some of those issues. Okay, so I'm going to begin to wrap it up since there's not too many people who are responding to questions, and I'm afraid to open up the line and just let there be dead silence. I've opened up like 6 calls today and nobody spoke. I'm a little annoyed by that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap the show up. I'm going to make an attempt one more time to see if anyone has any questions. If not, then we are going to close out this particular show. So I'm going to go to caller with the last 4 digits of 3206. Welcome, you're on the line. Do you have any questions or any thoughts you want to share?
Yes, hi, good evening. First, I want to apologize. Maybe there was something wrong with the lines because so many people didn't want to speak tonight. So I'm here. I'm here. And I just want to say thank you for taking the time to teach us. I didn't know anything about this. I am learning so much. And I just want to say thank you because you take time out of your busy life to educate us, to teach us. So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I know how so many of us have been interested about learning about them, and I think it's important that we do know because it'll help us in our healing. You know, it's really what I do, and I enjoy doing it. You know, I think the unfortunate thing about the lines tonight is because there were so many people on the line, some calls are dropping. And I try to emphasize if people don't want to speak, do not press 1 because that'll put you right in queue. You can always listen, always, always listen. And even if you listen online, you can catch everything without having to participate in conversation if that's something that they don't want to do. So try to be patient with that. Tonight it was a little nerve-wracking because it was like every call, and then people's calls were dropping, and possibly people who wanted to speak. So it was really unfair. But I thank you so much for being a part of this. As you are learning, I'm learning. I'm glad that, you know, we all are open to learning more about ourselves, and I think that's the most important thing is the healing, not only physically but energetically, is going to help us become better people and just better overall with our health. So
yes.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Likewise. Okay, and I'm going to open up another line. The last four digits, we're going to try this one again. 9146. Your line is open. Hello? 9146. Oh, I'm sorry, 9147. That's my fault. 9147. Okay. Guess they don't want to talk. Okay. I'm going to open up the next caller with the last four digits. I'm trying to scan a number that I haven't called before who didn't hang up on me and just left me hanging. Let's try 3699. Welcome. 3699, you are open.
Yes, hi. I spoke earlier. I don't know. I fell off the call a couple times and it
there's a lot of callers. There are a lot of callers in queue, and what happens is when there's so many people in queue, they bump off other people. So that's why I'm trying to get those who don't want to speak to come out of queue so those who want to speak can actually get through and speak. So, but do you have any questions or anything that you want to add?
Question I have, the only question was, are you going to do the rest of the chakras? Are you going to continue this series? Because it was really powerful and you shared so in-depth. The information, it was mind-blowing.
I actually have this, my fifth chakra coming up. I'm doing the sixth chakra next week, but I did do the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the third chakra, and the fourth chakra. So every week I've been doing different, going in the order of from the bottom up, and so I am going to continue the series. And I'm also going to tie them all together. I'm going to tie in a series on strictly about the Kundalini because the Kundalini is related to all of our chakras and how to open that up. And I'm also going to talk about just other different energetic techniques that we can apply to our healing. So it's going to be a lot more. I'm going to talk about some of the upper chakras as well later on. There are chakras that are beyond the seven chakras. But I'm definitely going to do a full range of it so that everybody can at least begin their education because what I suggest to people is take what you learn from here and open the gate to learn more because there's so much more. I'm just touching the surface, but there is so much more.
Do you have the other chakra calls recorded so that we can access them? Are they on Blog Talk?
Yes, they are on Blog Talk. If you subscribe or you follow to me, you'll get the whole series rundown. I will continue to post them to the event page if you're part of the event page. I also have links to them, but what I'll do is I'll put them all on top of each other so everybody can get the series because they really, really were good series to follow through.
Well, thank you very much again. Thank you for doing this. This is really, really wonderful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also have a few YouTube videos on the first four chakras as well. So you can check me out on YouTube, and I'll post that to the page as well.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, peace. Okay, I'm going to wrap up the show. And we're going to come back next week where we're going to talk about that sixth chakra, our third eye, opening up that third eye. So many people say they got that third eye open, but when we talk about it next week, we'll find out whose third eye is really open and how they understand what that truly means. Because it's not just a matter of how we say it. There's a greater meaning to it. But I thank you all so much for joining me this evening. I thank you so much for participating in conversation. And I just want to keep you abreast to all the other shows that I'm doing during the course of the week. I'm doing a show tomorrow with the Brothers of King Me as we continue to talk about the second part to the infidelity, where we talk about that. And that's going to be at Elevation Radio. I will post the link to the event page and on my personal Facebook page so that if you're interested, you can definitely check out what it is that we're going to be doing. It's an awesome, awesome show, and it begins at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm also going to be doing my shows again on Sunday with the Overcoming Book Read. We resumed back this past Sunday, so if you are on Blog Talk Radio, please go to the page and where you can get this show. You'll get all the other shows for the book read as well. So, again, the shows are on Sunday evening, and you can absolutely check me out at 9 p.m. We're going to continue the series. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a good evening. Thank you.